Okay, Baruch Hashem, here we are, Erev Election Day, with the opportunity to learn Torah together. And we know, as we'll learn tonight, the world revolves around our Torah. What we're doing tonight is what happens above, what's decided above, is based on our actions. And so we're going to be learning tonight a very, very important parsha. They say this is a parsha, Parshas Vayera, Shabbos Vayera, is a parsha that a person can connect to Yiras Hashem in a very, very real way. And it's interesting why. We're not going to get into that tonight, but you should look through the parsha. This is obviously the most famous story in this week's parsha is, of course, the Akedah. And Yiras Hashem plays a very important role in the Akedah. And this is known as Shabbos Vayera, the Shabbos of Yira, the Shabbos when a person can really take in a lot of Yiras Hashem. But in this week's parsha, we're going to continue Bez Shem, our theme so far. First pasuk. Let's see if we get off the first pasuk. There are three ideas that I want to talk about the first pasuk. And when you look at the first pasuk, right away you're struck by a question, right? The pasuk, it's page 78 in the stone Chumash. Vayera elav Adonai be'elonei mamrei v'hu yoshev pesach ha'oel kechom hayom. And Hashem appeared to him in the plains of Mamre, and he was sitting in the door, the opening of the tent, at the heat of the day. So right away, when you read this pasuk, what's the first question that jumps out at us? What's the very first question that jumps out at us when we read this pasuk? Vayera elav Hashem, and Hashem appeared to him. Who's the him? My ninth grade English teacher, Mrs. Mayevsky, Aleha Shalom, an MTA legend, Ms. Mayevsky, so she would say, who's the him? That's a nebulous pronoun. That's a very vague pronoun. Who's the him? And Hashem appeared to him. Who's him? Right? You want to say, oh, what do you mean? We know it's talking about Avram Avinu from last week's Parsha, but we know that every Parsha begins to know its own story. Every Parsha is its own Avoda. So why does the Torah begin, Vayera Elav Hashem, and Hashem appeared to him, not telling us, who's the him? Right? And so, the Ma'ari Naim, the Heilige Chernobyl, Reb Nachum of Chernobyl, the first Twersky who was a Chassid, right? He started all of the Chernobyl dynasty, the Heilige Ma'ari Naim, the first of all of the Rebbes, Reb Nachum. And so the Ma'ari Naim asked this question. He says, well, why doesn't it say Avram's name in this week's in the pasuk? I would think it's a significant thing. Where's Avram's name? So listen to what the Ma'ari Naim says. It's brilliant. It's so powerful. Such an amazing, amazing teaching for us. The Ma'ari Naim, it's a teaching for our days. And we know that the light of Chassidus is revealed. It's closer we're getting to Mashiach because it's the teachings we need for the end of days. So Zokt, the Ma'ari Naim, the light of the eyes, who's, by the way, his Yurtzeit was last week. His Yurtzeit is the same day as Rachel Imenu. Yud Aleph Mar Cheshvan, last Thursday, was the Ma'ari Naim's Yurtzeit, so still the week of his Yurtzeit, the week after his Yurtzeit, sharing a Torah in his name. You know why it doesn't say who Hashem appears to? Because this pasuk is teaching us that every Jew has the opportunity for Hashem to appear to him. Every Jew. Vayera Elav Hashem. He doesn't write El Avram, ki koy al kol echod miYisrael, that every Jew HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to. What do you mean? Where? So where is this? Vayera Elav Hashem be'elone mamre. What is be'elone mamre? He says elon is lashon chozek. It's an expression of strength, that something is very, very strong. And what's mamre? Mamre, again, in the pasuk, it's the name of a person. But what is Mamre referring to? Mamre is a reference to Hamara. It's a reference to a rebellion, right? Mamre, from a lashon of a Hamra. Shemamra es pi Hashem yisbarach, tahayinu afilu rasha gadol chas v'shalom. Right? Even a rasha gadol, someone who is be'elone Mamre, someone who is rebelling against Hashem with strength, really going against God. Vayirei lav Hashem. Hashem will appear to such a person, be'elone mamre, in the depths of their rebellion. Right? And what's going to happen to such a person? How does Hashem appear to such a person? Hashem appears to such a person with hirhor tshuva, with that thought of tshuva, that spark of clarity, that moment when the person stops and says, wait, what am I doing? Right? Everyone can have those moments when, no matter what they're involved in, that they stop and they look around, they're like, where am I? What's going on? V'yoshev pesach ha'oel, and when that person has that revelation of God, when that person has that thought of tshuva at that moment, v'yoshev pesach ha'oel, you know where you're sitting at? You're sitting at the opening. Which opening? You're sitting at the opening, as the Medrash in Shir Hashirim Rabbah says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Pischuli Pesach Kichudo Shel Machar. Hashem says, if you just open up an opening for me, the size, the eye of a needle, and I'll open you up entirely. Right? So that Pesach, the Pesach Oel, the opening to the personing to his soul, Kichom Hayom. Kichom Hayom means with his lavas, that it's passionate, that a person in the depths of rebellion against God, a person who seems so far away from Torah and mitzvos, what the Ma'arei Naim is telling us, Vayera, I love Hashem. Hashem will appear to those that even are so far away from the Ribono Shelolam, so far away from Hashem, Hashem's going to appear to them. Be'iloni Mamre, when they're spitting at God, when they're rebelling against God, Hashem will appear to them. V'yoshev Pesach Ol Kechom Hayom, and you know what will happen? When Hashem appears to the person, when Hashem puts that thought of tshuva in the person's mind, they're going to be at the opening to a whole new life. Kichom hayom, and there's going to be such passion, like the heat of the day, it's going to be bislavus, they're going to have such a deep, deep yearning. And then the Ma'ari Naim continues to interpret the next pasuk, Vayisa Einov, that when the person lifts their eyes, when they think about this momentary thought of tshuva that they had, Vayar vihine shlosha anoshim, he's going to see that there are three people. You know who the Kabbalah, right? What does Kabbalah say? Who are these three people that you're going to see? Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But one second, how could it, and this is an idea in Kabbalah, a real idea in Kabbalah, that it's Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. How is it Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov? Avram is one of the people who's right there, right? So Elamai, is the Ma'ari Naim saying, no, this is a Lekach Ledorus, it's a teaching for all generations. Teaching for all Jews, for all time, for our time, Jews that are so far away, that there's a thought of tshuva, kechom ayom, could grab them with great passion, and they lift their eyes and they'll see three people, Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov. And what happens? Vayar, nitzavim alav, vayar, vayar, it's lekrosam. And he's gonna run to go greet them. He's gonna go to try and reach Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov, right? That everyone says, a famous, famous medrash that we're all supposed to say, Masei Agiu Maisai, L'Masei Avosai. When will my deeds reach the level of my ancestors? When will my deeds reach the level of Avram, Yitzchak, V'Yaakov? And that's what the Ma'ari Naim is teaching us here. That each and every one of us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'Yirei Lov Hashem, Hashem is appearing, Hashem can appear to every Jew in all times. Be'ilone Mamre, when they're rebelling against Hashem. V'yoshev Pesach Oel Kechom Hayom, and then when you're sitting there, you're gonna have this Hirhur Tshuva, you're gonna have this opening with great excitement, with great passion, with a great fire, and you're gonna lift up your eyes and you're gonna see what? You're going to see those three men, right? We always say this over. My favorite Bal HaTur Mal HaTorah. My favorite Bal HaTur Mal HaTorah that I think about every day. And I hope you know it already. Anyone's listening, I hope you know what my favorite Bal HaTur Mal HaTorah is that I think of every day. Most of the time, I think it more than once a day. What does the Bal HaTur say? In the second pasuk of Shema, after Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Ve'ahavta Es Hashem Elokecha. V'chol levavcha, v'chol nafshecha, v'chol meodecha. V'ahavta is the lashon of ha'avos. That where do we find love of Hashem from? How can we come to love Hashem with all our heart, all our soul, everything that we have, no matter what happens to us in life? That's one interpretation of the Gemara and Brachos. V'chol meodecha, anything God measures out to you, no matter how crazy your life is, you'll be able to connect to God and serve God. How can we do that? Who are we? You know why the Bal HaTur says, V'ahavta, and you should love, in the same letters as ha'avos, the fathers. B'chol levavcha, all your heart, that's a reference to Avram Avinu, that we say about him in Davening, U'matzasa es levavo ne'man lefanecha, a pasuk that we quote in Davening, that Avram's heart was totally full of faith with God. B'chol nafshecha, all the soul is, of course, this week's parsha, Yitzchak Avinu, uvechol neodecha, and with all of your property and everything that happens to you, that's Yaakov Avinu. Zakta balaturim. Whenever we say Shema, we want to know, where am I going to find the ability to connect in such a real deep way with Hashem, that'll be all my heart, all my soul, everything that I have, everything in life I'll be able to deal with. I'll feel Hashem. You know why? Because ha'avos, think about where you're from. And that's what the Mari Naim is saying here, that every Jew, when Hashem appears to us and Hashem gives us that thought of tshuva, that I want to be better, I want to be different, I don't want to be the same, I want to fix myself, I want to go further. And we're seized with this excitement. You know what? You're going to lift your eyes and you're going to see, where am I from? Who am I from? You know how I can change? You know how I can rise up above the schmutz that's all around us? You know how I could rise up above the craziness in this world? Because I'm from Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov. Think about the world they dealt with. Think about what Avram dealt with. Think what Yitzchak dealt with. Think about what Yaakov Avinu dealt with. That's who I am, and I can rise up above wherever I find myself. And this is the first idea. Mamish, from the very, very first, the second word. Who's Hashem appearing to? Ve'ira love Hashem, Hashem appears to him. Who's him? Zaktamar and I am you. Hashem appears to you. And no matter where you are in life, no matter HaKadosh Baruch Hu reaches us, it gives us that opportunity to come close. He gives us that thought of tshuva, right? And Vayisa Einav, we have to take it and we have to run with it. We have to go further. But this idea of the Ma'ari Naim, of looking to the Avos, of recognizing who we are, so this actually fits very beautifully with a question that the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh asks, and an answer given by a sefer, Dvash V'Cholov, from Menachem Mendel Krongel, who was a big tzaddik connected to the Ksav Sofer over 100 years ago, that he asks the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and many are bothered by a different shaila. Not why doesn't it mention Avram Avinu, but you know what the question they're bothered by? Why does it say Vayera Elav Hashem? The art scroll translates Vayera Elav Hashem as Hashem appeared to him. But if you could translate it literally, Vayera Elav Hashem, how would you translate Vayera Elav Hashem? And appeared to him was Hashem. It's a very awkward structure to the sentence. And in fact, the first time the Torah uses this phrase of Hashem appearing to Avram Avinu, it's in the beginning of last week's parsha, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Zayin, Pasuk 56 in the Stone Chumash. And you know what it says there? It says, Vayera Hashem El Avram. And Hashem appears to Avram. So too over here, it should say, Vayera Hashem Elav. Okay, if you don't want to say Avram's name like the Ma'ari Naim, right? Say Hashem appears to everyone. So why doesn't it say, Vayera Hashem Elav? And Hashem appeared to him. Why does it say, Vayera Elav Hashem? You hear the question? It's a good question. It's a pretty strong question. Again, we're on the first three words of the Parsha, and we had one question, why doesn't it say Avram? And now we have a second question, that the structure of this Pasuk seems to be off. The structure of the Pasuk is missing something. So Zakt, Rav Menachem Mendel Krongel, he has such a deep idea. It's based on Rambam Mor Nevuchim, and it gets to the world of Kabbalah. So you know this is a wild idea, right? What does he say? He says, you know what he wants to suggest? Why the structure of this pasuk is very strange? Because it's teaching us, again, a yesod in how this world works and the nature of our relationship with Hashem. And you know what that is? The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says, Hashem doesn't change. Hashem is unchanging. And God doesn't need anything from us, right? When we develop the relationship with Hashem, what changes? You know what changes? We change. Hashem doesn't change. We change. And when we talk about a relationship with Hashem, when we talk about being zocha, tashras, hashchina, meriting Hashem's presence to appear to us, Hashem's presence to rest on us, you know how that comes? He says it only comes because of our actions. The Dvash V'Cholov, from Menachem Mendel Krongel, he says what the Torah is telling us, Vayera Elav Hashem, that Hashem, and to him appeared Hashem. You know why it mentions the him, the Avram first, before Hashem? Because Hashem only comes because of what we do. Like the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim famously tells us, Ani l'dodi v'dodi li, that I am to my beloved and my beloved is to me. What do you mean? Why ani ladodi? I have to take the first step? And the answer is yes. The answer is yes. That when it comes to service of God in general, we have to know that we are the ones responsible for taking the first step. That it has to be ani ladodi. We have to show Hashem that we are for you, and then dodi li. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make that movement to us. And in the world of Kabbalah, right? What is this in the world of Kabbalah? That there has to be an Isarusa Dilisata. There has to be an awakening below, which will cause an Isarusa Dila'ila, which will cause an awakening above, right? There are extreme, unique, isolated examples where it comes Isarusa Dila'ila, the awakening from above. Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're told, was an awakening from above. Right? We just had to make ourselves vessels for it. And as we just said, from the Ma'arei Na'ayim, there could be a person in the depths of rebellion against God, a person totally rejecting God, and Hashem will give that moment of the Isarusa de la'ela, an awakening above, that thought of tshuva into the person, that the person then has to, Vayisa Einav, the person then has to cultivate and hold on to and take it further. But the way that it generally works with our relationship with Hashem, the Dvash V'Cholov teaches us, is that we have to know that exactly what we started shir with. Da mala mala mcha. Know that what happens above is based on you. And as we said so many times from the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Zichus Yigin Aleinu the Besht, and so many other tzaddikim talk about this, that from the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kuf Chaf Aleph, that we say every day, right? Hashem Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha. Those that maybe I learned with in Bria that are listening, maybe you remember Hashem Tzilcha Yad Yiminecha. Hashem is the shadow over your right hand. What does that mean? Your shadow does what you do. That we have to know that we have such an effect. We have such a koach to affect what happens in this world. And the nature of our relationship with Hashem depends on us. It doesn't depend on Hashem. Hashem is not a fair-weathered friend. Hashem doesn't get insulted and turn away. Hashem responds to us, what we do. And he says, that's what we're being taught in this pasuk. Vayera elav Hashem. Don't think, Vayera Hashem el Avram. You might think, oh, you see, Hashem just appears and it just happens. No, no, no. You have to know, Vayera elav Hashem. He appeared to him, Hashem. That because of what Avram Avinu did, he was zocha to this Ashrash Hashchina, this Mesiris Nefesh of Bris Mila. And this brought about this great gilui and this great revelation, this great prophecy, and the haftacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Malachim, specifically about the birth of Yitzchak Avinu. But it's a very important yesod in life, in Avodas Hashem Bechlal, that sometimes we don't feel it, we're not feeling it, and we're not getting a geshmak, and we feel like that Hashem closed off to us. So sometimes we have to realize that maybe it's a function of us, not necessarily a function of Hashem. And that we have to recognize the koach that we have to affect the world. Vayera elav Hashem. We could do amazing, amazing things. And that's why, you know, everyone's talking about it. Everyone's worried about an election. Baruch Hashem, finally, the rabbinic voices have spoken up. We've said this many times before, that Hashem runs the world. You know what? I still remember many years ago, when Bibi won his first election and the right wing in Israel was so excited, yeah, Likud, Bibi, woo, now the world's going to be different. And a friend of mine wrote a letter to a Jewish periodical saying, I don't understand, what are we getting? Hashem runs the world. Bibi's not the king, although he seems to be the king in Israel. He's been the longest running prime minister in Israel. Bibi seems to be a king. But we have to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fear the Welt. Hashem runs the world. But you know what? Hashem looks to us, Kaviyachal, as his partners. We have such an effect in the world. We have such koach to accomplish so much. And that, the Dvash V'Cholov, Rav Menachem Mendel Krongel is saying, we learned in this first pasuk. That's why it says, Vayera Elav Hashem. It puts Hashem after. Because Hashem's appearance is really because of the Elav. It's because of the Avram Avinu. And it's because of what Avram Avinu did. And that's something that we have to really try and focus on. Ani ladodi. Dodi li, for sure. But first, we have to show Hashem, ani ladodi. We have to show that commitment and working on that. And we know, of course, that maybe it's nowhere clearer in the Torah than, in fact, the tochacha, the curses. In Parshas Bichukosai and in Parshas Kisavo, so specifically if you look in Bichukosai, when we talk about Hashem turning away from the Jewish people, but time and time again, The Torah tells us, you know why Hashem turns away from you? Because you treated Hashem bikeri. You treated God in an offhanded way, like it happened since. You totally ignored God. So it's very clear in Bechukosai. You ignore Hashem, Hashem's going to ignore you. You ignore Hashem, Hashem's going to ignore you. That's the way that it works. Where Zochem, Ori Naim, says, because we're connected, because we're ultimately the children of Avram, Sarah, Yitzchak, Verufka, Yaakov, Rachel, Valea, where Zochem, that there is that nitzotz, that spark inside of us, that even a Jew in the depth of rebellion, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still sometimes gives a great gift, called in the Serusa de La'ela, that awakening from above. But that's unique. In general, we have to know that the Derech HaAvoda, the way that things work and out, we have to work, is that we move towards God. And then we draw Hashem in. And that's what he says we learned from the first pasuk. Okay, so that's the second idea in the first pasuk. And now the main idea I wanted to talk about in the first pasuk. These were all just nice ideas, but again, I think important ideas. One, again, why it doesn't mention Avram, because Hashem appears to each and every one of us, gives us that opportunity. But two, don't think that that's the normal way of events. The normal way of events, the Dvash V'Cholov says, Vayera Elav, and then Hashem, that Hashem is, as from the Rambam Mor Nevuchim, Hashem doesn't change. But we're the ones that change, and we're the ones that enable the relationship to happen. Meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this great light, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this great source of goodness and blessing, and we have to open ourselves up to it. We have to open up the world to it, right? We have to make ourselves vessels to be able to receive, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wants to give, of course. But the third idea are in the next two words in this pasuk. Vayera Elav Hashem, Hashem appears to him. Again, who is the him? Avram, we know. Where? Be'elone Mamre. Why does it have to tell us Be'elone Mamre? Who cares where this is? Why is that significant? Right? And this is pretty detailed, Be'elone Mamre. Very often in the Torah, it doesn't give us description where this happens in such a real, who cares? In the plains of Mamre. If it was in Beit El, if it was in Shechem, a place that's significant that we've seen time and time again, Be'elone Mamre, who cares? Okay, Shkoyach, Be'elone Mamre. So Rashi, of course, is bothered by this. And what does Rashi tell us? Rashi says, third line down in the Rashi's, page 78 in the Stone Chumash, that hu nasan lo etza al hamila lefikach nigla elav b'chelko. Rashi quotes from Medrash Tanchuma, Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, that he gave Avram etza, he gave Avram advice that he should do the bris mila. And therefore, he was rewarded with Hashem revealing himself in to Avram in the lands of Mamre. So, we've dealt with this question before. Why does Avram ask anyone advice? Hashem commanded, so of course Avram does it. Like, what's the chiddush? So we've spoken about that before. There's an idea from the Sachet Shavar and others that Avram Avinu knew this was going to make him different than others, and he was concerned about that. And in fact, we know that the other two, right, Aner and Eshkol, they in fact were not so keen, and they tried to talk Avram out of having the bris mila. You're so old, are you going to be able to withstand this? Mamre's the one who said, this is what Hashem commanded you. This is what Hashem wants. This is what you do. Finished. There's nothing else to talk about. Right? So what's the lesson here? The Sfas Emes, Zechus Egin Aleinu, the Heilige Gerei Rebbe says, what's going on? Why does the Torah tell us that, oh yeah, Hashem appears in Elon Mamre? Oh, why in Elon Mamre? Because Mamre was the one that gave Avram the advice. Okay, Shkoyach, so what? What does that mean for us? What's the lekach? What's the lesson that we're supposed to take from the fact that Mamre was the one that gave Avram Avinu the advice ultimately? So listen to what the Sfas Emes says, and I have it here, I wanted to read it, so beautiful. The Sfas Emes says, this is his idea. He says that on their Eshkol and Mamre, they knew that it's true. When Avram was going to have the bris mila, Avram was going to become very different than them. Avram having a bris mila meant that Avram was going to be the father of a totally new nation, that was going to have a unique relationship with Hashem that they weren't going to have, and there was going to be a difference between the two of them, between the four of them. Meaning, that was going to be Avram, meaning he had this camaraderie, he had these friends that he connected to, Aner, Eshkol, and Mamre. But now when he has this bris mila, they understood he's going to be a totally different person. He's going to be like a different category. And it was very hurtful to them and painful. Like, Avram's going to be different now. He's not going to be the same. And Onner and Eshkol, they couldn't deal with it. They tried to convince him out of it. But Mamre, what did he recognize? Mamre recognized that ultimately, that if this is what the Ratzon Hashem is, this is what has to be. And it doesn't matter what my personal feelings are. It doesn't matter what my personal aspirations are. We're in this world to be Mar B'Kvod Shemayim, to make the glory of God great in this world. And if this is Ratzon Hashem, this is what God wants, this is going to be Mar B'Kvod Shemayim. And therefore Mamre says, you know what? It's not about me. This world is not about me. Yeah, this is going to be uncomfortable for me, and I'm not going to like this. And it's going to be upsetting to a degree. But you know what? If this is what Hashem wants, this ultimately is what has to be. And the Sfasema says, from this we have to take a tremendous lesson. That you know what the lesson is? The lesson is that we have to ask ourselves, when we come across different things in life, what is going to be Mar B'Kvod Shemayim Ba'olam? What is going to increase Hashem's glory in this world? It's not only about me. And it's, in fact, not supposed to be about you at all. Even when you do mitzvos, the mitzvos aren't about you. Yeah, it creates a connection between you and Hashem. But we know Al-Pi Kabbalah, there's a very beautiful tefillah that many tzaddikim recommend saying, although there are those that know the Behuda famously against it, L'Shem Yichuds. L'Shem Yichuds, right? Adam knows all about L'Shem Yichuds, right? No? Yeah, I'll show you. You know that I'm talking about. The Harini Mizamenes Pi Lahodos, for example, right before Baruch Shamar, right? Harini Mizamenes Pi Lahodos Olhalo Shabeach Hasbori, because we talked about Psuket Azimra last night, that I'm preparing my mouth to give praise, to sing, to give thanks to my Creator. L'shem Yichud Kud Shebrichu Shchinte, right? For the sake of unifying God's, the Holy One, blessed be He, and His Shechina, right? Combining the Vav and the Hey, making God's name, Alu Tamri V'Nelam. And you know how the tefillah ends? B'Shem Kol Yisrael. What does B'Shem Kol Yisrael mean? That I'm doing this B'Shem Kol Yisrael in the name of all the Jewish people. That even when I serve God, even when I'm creating connections between me and Hashem, it's not about me. It's about all of the Jewish people. And the Sfasema says this is the lesson from Oner, from Mamre. That what does Mamre say? Mamre says, Avram, you're right, it means you're going to be different. You're right, it's going to be a very different relationship and we're not going to be the same. But you know what, Avram? This is what Hashem wants. Then this is what we do. This is to be Mar B'Kvod Shemayim. This is the Ratzon Hashem. Then this is what's going to make the world great. And we know, of course, we've learned it together many times. This is what the Nefesh HaChayim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, right? One of the primary students of the Vilna Gaon, the father of the yeshiva movement, created the first modern yeshiva, the famous yeshiva Volozhin. So in the beginning of his Nefesh HaChayim, his work on Kabbalah and how the world works, right? Like the Litvak version of the Tanya, in the introduction, his son writes a little biography about him, and he writes, you're not created for yourself. That we are created to only help others. However you can. That's what we're about. And tell me, what do you think Reb Chaim Volozhiner thinks? You think Reb Chaim Volozhiner has a hava mina? You think his Talmidim, you think they have a thought that it's about that, you know, life is about eating steak and good wine and filling your... Of course not. Of course he knows it's not about the physical. But he's saying even in the world of the spiritual, even in the Olam HaNeshamos, even the Olam HaRuchni, it's not about you. It's about Hashem. What Hashem wants. Right? And I was once told this by Rav Moshe Wolfson, Shlito, Mashkiach of Torah Vadas, Rav of Mun Yisrael, should live and be well. Tzadik HaTamar Yifrach, that sometimes we have to give up what we think is spiritually best for us in terms of becoming bigger, Talmidei Chachamim and Groysa, if it means that we can have a broader effect, because we're not about ourselves. It's not just about growing in our relationship with Hashem. It's about impacting the world spiritually. And that's the lesson the Sfasema says Mamre taught Avram Avinu. Reminded, again, Avram Avinu was by himself. He says, Avram, remember, it's not just about you growing with Hashem. It's about doing the Ratzon Hashem, whatever that is. Even if it means it's not about you. And that's why when someone is real Avas Hashem, even someone else does it. Even when someone else does it, it's not about the glory that you get. It's not about your name. And you know, Rabbi Moshe Twersky, Hashem Yimkom Damav, great tzaddik, his yahrzeit's coming up soon. Rabbi Moshe Twersky, grandson of Soloveitchik, was killed in the massacre in Har Nof, in the shul in Har Nof a number of years ago, right? So Rabbi Moshe Twersky, grandson of Soloveitchik, his brothers, Rabbi Meir Twersky, Shlita Rebbe, Yeshiva University, who's given a lot of shiurim, spoken out about what's going on with COVID and the protests in Borough Park. Rabbi Twersky, Rabbi Meir Twersky's brother, is very outspoken. Rabbi Moshe Twersky, Hashem Gendamav, was an unbelievable tzaddik, but very soft-spoken, not self-aggrandizing. And one time in the yeshiva where he's a Rebbe in Taurus Moshe, he said, "Who said that the goal in life is to get your face on the cover of a magazine?" He said, "Our goal in life is not about us. Our goal in life is about Hashem, about making sure that Hashem is known in this world, about being marbek vod shemayim." And that's what Mamre taught us, and that's Reb Chaim Volozhiner. We know famously in his yeshiva, it wasn't only about making big talmidei chachamim. In his yeshiva itself, right, famously, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, we always talk about this, he had a cycle of 24/7 someone was learning Torah. There was someone always learning Torah in his yeshiva. Even after Yom Kippur, there was someone always learning Torah. Someone didn't go break his fast. He was learning. Why? Because the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Chaf Hei, that says, "In lo brisa yom v'alayla chuka shemayim v'aretz l'samti." If it wasn't for my covenant of day and night, which is Torah, v'agisa b'yom v'alayla, if the toil in Torah day and night, chuka shemayim v'aretz l'samti, I wouldn't have the laws of nature, meaning the whole purpose of the world, that if there wouldn't be Torah learning in the world would cease to exist. So that's why Chaim Volozhiner said, our yeshiva, our Torah is about keeping the world going. That even our Torah, it's about making sure the world exists. Because that's Ratzon Hashem. And that's obviously, if there's no world, we can't be Marba Kvot Shemayim Ba'olam, right? If there's no world, we can't make Hashem's name great in this world. So this is a very important teaching, a very deep teaching here from the Sfas Emes, from Reb Chaim Volozhiner, that we have to remember that it's not about us. It's not about us. It's about what we can do. If you remember, in our Shir and Bereshis, the word Bereshis, right? What the Chida, one of the things the Chida said, that basically the word Bereshis is about basically calling out Hashem's name in public, right? Which is what Avram Avinu did. Right? But you have to know what Mamre is teaching him, Avram, it's not about you doing it. It's about it being done. It's not about you going calling Hashem's name. It's about Hashem's name being called out. And that's why the greatest tzaddikim are the ones that they just love that someone's doing it. They don't know, I have to go do it. It's being done. Hashem is being brought into this world. And that's amazing. That's why they say Lubavitcher Rebbe was very supportive of a lot of tzaddikim. It wasn't just about Lubavitch. It was about just someone doing it. Right? It wasn't about the Rebbe. People thought the Rebbe, the opponents, those that said Lashon Hara about the Rebbe, he wants to be fit. No, the Rebbe just wanted someone to do it. Wanted someone to bring Hashem into this world, introduce light into all the darkest places. And when people weren't doing it, the Rebbe said, okay, we got to do it. But this is something that we have to think about, that it's not about us. It's about, and it's a whole paradigm shift that, again, so often, we're on this eve of the election and you talk about elected officials. One time when I was giving my class in Congress to Jewish members of the House, so one of the chief of staff, after we had the shiur and we were just eating, a couple of congressmen had questions, but towards the end, one of the chief of staff of one of the very powerful Jewish members of Congress, and I were just sitting and schmoozing, and he made an offhanded comment about the arrogance of politicians. And I said, what do you mean? He said, come on, Rabbi. He said, do you realize, even just to be a congressman, to be in the House of Representatives, you know what it means? He says, it means you look at 5 football stadiums full of people and say, yeah, I could do this better than anyone else. Yeah, I know it better than anyone else. And he said that there's always a certain sense of self-promotion that every politician has to have. Right? So we're here on this eve of an election. And we have to just remember that politics bechlal, as Rav Kook taught us, politics is sheker. Politics is sheker, it's false on so many different levels. Politics is just false. And so Hashem should just bless us that we should be connected to truth, we should always be able to see clearly, and whatever's going to happen, it's probably not going to happen in the next 24 hours. Whoever knows when it's going to happen, We have to be mechazek ourselves in our emunah. Tomorrow's a day, Wednesday's a day to say the Yid Gimel Ikarim, to say the 13 animamins, and keep saying them. Keep saying, because we know b'zchus emunah nigla, b'zchus emunah sidud legal. And the merit of our faith in Egypt, we were redeemed, and the merit of our faith, we will be redeemed. Be'ezrus Hashem, and we should all be zochet to gilui, to the greatest revelation that Avram Avinu had, that Hashem should reveal Himself to all of us, to the entire world. Shkoach, shkoach, shkoach.